Man, how does it feel to have won 3 cups in one season?
It's quite unbelievable, Andy, to be honest. You know, I don't think ever when I came in here 15 months ago, whenever the director of football, Neil, had told me, you know, that he wanted me to take over the team. And my goal was to keep the team up from relegation because the team had gone through a very difficult transition period. You know, when I came in, got my coaching team and staff in place, and you know, we implemented a philosophy, we implemented a togetherness. You know, for these 15 months, it's been a dream, really. You know, you can't write the script, and 5 trophies in 2 seasons, 6 finals. You know, I think the girls and the coaching staff deserve absolutely immense credit because they have been fantastic. Absolutely.
On the night, Kirsty McGuinness gets the first goal. Did she get the second, or was it Ashley Hutton?
It'll be interesting to see on the TV now on the replay, but I think the girls were saying it was probably a bit of an own goal. But listen, Glentoran were fantastic tonight, and I think we took the lead against a run of play, to be honest, because we had our goalkeeper to thank, Megan 4 or 5 fantastic saves. Our defenders, Chelsea Miles, Sarah Haddock, Ashley Hutton, you know, Nicola Gray, they all worked absolutely immensely hard. Young Robson as well, fantastic since she's come in. Our 2 big games have been an Irish Cup final and a League Cup final. And you know, and she's just grown in stature. A 15-year-old kid against international players. Absolutely superb. So you can't really write the script. I'm absolutely delighted. I'm humbled. I'm privileged. It's what this club's all about. Winning trophies, getting better, and creating that ethos within the club. And I'm absolutely delighted for the club tonight. I'm delighted for my players.
How on earth do you follow winning 3 cups? We'll enjoy tonight, but for next season, how do you follow this?
It's going to be hard to replicate a season like this, you know, but we've created history, you know, and I hope now the men's side of the club will see just how hard these girls have worked 3 nights a week, you know, doing it for the love of the shirt and for the love of each other. And I'm absolutely ecstatic. But make no mistake about it, teams will be coming back now to get us in 2015. So we can't be complacent. We'll enjoy, obviously. We've got one more league game to go. Try and finish strong. Give the girls a well-deserved break. Give the coaching staff a well-deserved break, because I'm sure they'll be sick of looking at me this season, you know. And then we plan for 2015. But it's going to be hard to replicate. But listen, this is Linfield Football Club, and we want to do well. And we want to win trophies every season. And that's the ethos we're trying to create here.
What a story at the end. Emma McAleese comes on for her first bit of action since she broke her leg at the start of the season.
Absolutely delighted for Emma McAleese. And, you know, the first thing I'd done tonight when she got in the changing room was tell her off, because she just creates that mischievous in the changing room, you know, and playing them jokes. But it was great to have her back, and it was always on the cards that if the result was going our way, you know, that's what we were going to do and bring her on. And I'm absolutely delighted for her, and I'm sure all the players are delighted for her also.
And you yourself are going to Russia tomorrow?
Yep, leave tomorrow morning for Pastors New. It's originally for 3 months, and my plan is to come back here in December and plan for the 2015 season. So hopefully everything works out. You know, I'm going home. I'm going away. A very, very, very happy manager, a very, very proud manager, and a humbled manager to manage such a great club. And I'm delighted, more or less.
Travel winner, congratulations on everything this season, and all the best for Russia. And come back and try and defend these trophies next season.
Thank you.